Hello everyone, it's Yana here, gentlemen, and it's Ujimre day 26. There's SM2N around the corner, but I don't know whether he's going to chip in. I was just going to do a quick boo about customer services, kind of inspired by Syzygy's boo about it. And I noticed I've also had some experiences with customer services in the last few days. Some positive, luckily. For instance, the travel insurance company. Okay, I'm a little bit worried about their IT systems because first they didn't send me a letter to tell me that that my travel insurance is about to expire. But I kind of had it in the back of my head, so I called them up, and sure enough, yes, it had expired. But they were really good about it. They just renewed the policy, and also the guy was really friendly. And you know, I know how salespeople, you know, especially insurance salespeople, are usually really nice. But yeah, he was you know, he was more than just nice. He just really treated me like a person. So we had a nice chat, and yeah, I thought it was far too much fun buying insurance from them. Yeah, what happened then though was so they were supposed to send me some paperwork, and I noticed that never arrived. So I phoned them up again, spoke to a different person, and she said she's going to go and investigate and then call me back. And I thought, yeah, right. They never do. however, several hours later, she did call me back, and again, she was really friendly, and she'd sorted it out. And yeah, for some reason, their system hadn't tracked the transaction, so they'd taken the money, but somehow it hadn't registered that there was a new policy, which is slightly worrying. But yeah, she sorted it all, and I got my paperwork, and you know, she was really friendly. It was all sorted, so I was very happy. And the other one was the other one that went really well was John Lewis, again. There were a few as well, some months ago or so, even though my timing could be wrong on this, and I've not logged this on Foursquare, but I did click and collect. No, seriously, my timing is totally off these days. I don't know how long ago something was. It just feels like ages, and it wasn't. I did click and collect, but the items didn't turn up. So they're supposed to be there the next day, but they weren't, and it was very confusing because sort of one item arrived, not the other, and then I ordered something else which also didn't arrive the next day. And we'd had that problem before, and it's all very confusing. So anyway, so I rang customer services just to find out what happened to my orders. And and then a week later, someone called me back and said they had investigated, and they were going to send me some vouchers as an apology, and you know, for the inconvenience. And I thought, oh, that's very nice. They didn't do that last time. anyway, those vouchers never turned up. So I thought, oh well, that's a shame. But I can't exactly call the customer services and say, oh, someone called me and promised me vouchers. Anyone can say that. So yesterday I was very happy when an envelope arrived, registered post as well. I had no idea who would be sending me something while registered. And it was those vouchers. So it worked out. Hey.
Was that yesterday? I thought it was this morning.
Was it this morning? See what I mean?
Because I was there.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you were. Okay, it was this morning. Sorry, it wasn't yesterday. Okay, you can totally trust me, just not about timings, okay? It's a bit like Henry. When he says yesterday, could have been any time in the past. Right, so that was the ones this week where I was really happy with customer services. The one where I wasn't so happy was our doctor's surgery, because I requested a repeat prescription for one of the children, and they said that they would get the I asked for them, they do this. If it works, this would be really cool, to send the prescription to a particular pharmacy in our town, so I can just go there and pick it up and I don't have to traipse all the way to the surgery. However, when I arrived at the pharmacy, they hadn't heard of the prescription, and when I rang the surgery, they hadn't heard of it either. So it seems that they've just sat on it all week, and nobody did anything about it. So I was not at all happy about that, seeing as it's a prescription, it's for a child, putting kind of delay on a prescription, that's just not good. So I'm going to be very German about this and complain, because it's happened before.
And I've seen the draft of the complaint email.
Yeah, and he said I was too gentle. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Right. So I need to word that slightly more strongly. Okay, I will do that. That is not a problem. But yeah, that is just yeah. So there we go. I don't know what we learned from this. nothing really.
Sometimes you're lucky. Sometimes you're not so lucky.
Yeah, it just depends who you're dealing with. But I think it very much depends on the ethos of the company and whether they pride themselves on customer service or not. There are quite a few companies out there now, luckily, who do, and they really, I find, stand out from the crowd. And those tend to be the ones that I shop with, not necessarily on price. I look at the price, obviously, but kind of think, yeah, I'm happy to pay for good customer service. Because it's like, well, it's like an insurance policy, really, isn't it? But it's just nicer shopping. I don't know. Yeah, it's like when you go to a supermarket and instead of going, oh, when you're trying to find out where something is, they actually take you there.
Well, because the customer service is usually about when things go wrong, isn't it?
Well, that as well, yes.
And so I find there are some companies where the normal service is so reliable that they don't spend very much on customer service, and then when anything does go wrong, it's usually a pretty horrible experience.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other companies where perhaps the normal method of delivering service or product, whatever it is, can be a bit ropey, but they get away with it by having a really, really sort of friendly and active and proactive kind of customer services team.
Yeah.
I suppose other companies have a balance of that. But I mean, are there any companies that are really good at doing day in, day out delivering product or delivering service, and also really good when things go wrong?
I think it depends on the product or service, but there are quite a few that, I mean, you know, usually you find the sales experience is good,
yeah,
but then when something goes wrong, that's when you find out how good the company really is. But it's the ones that start telling you when you buy something, oh, if something goes wrong, this is what you do, you know, and you know, you can give it back to us, blah 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 blah. Rather than the companies who are really nice when you buy something, and then when you want to return it because it doesn't work, when they should actually take it back, and then they go, oh yeah, but you have to pay to post that back or whatever.
Hmm.
You know, and then you find out who the really good ones are. You know, or you find, no, that's when you find out that one's not so good. But there are quite a few that make it clear right in the beginning that we want you to have a really good customer experience here, and, you know, if something goes wrong, you just give it back to us. You know, we're not going to argue with you, you know, that sort of thing. And they're the ones that tend to actually really do that. And it works somehow for them. So yeah, that's good. They're distinguishing themselves through that, and it works.
I definitely.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah,
we'll go back to a company where I get good customer service. Definitely.
Yeah, me too.
And I did that. I've even switched to a company, car insurance company, where somebody drove into me. So I was the third party, and they were so good to me that I said, right, I want to be with them because I'm the third party and they were really good to me.
Yeah, rather than the ones you were paying and they didn't really look after you.
Yeah, I'm the customer and they were treating me like rubbish. So, yeah, definitely, I'll go somewhere for good service.
I'm into that. Right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Toodle-poo.